FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars,
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop?
Transformers!
Oh, hey, by the way, we're live.
Oh,
guess what?
I thought we were Memorex.
Episode 205. Tonight, I'm your host, Megamus, and with me, I have Headmaster Don.
Hey, buddy.
Maroni Prime.
Hi. What? Where? Oh, hi.
Plasticon.
G2 is back, and it will never leave.
And Yang.
Hello.
He comes from the China.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
All right. I still think we need to have a cast where he actually flips his camera upside down.
Okay. One question. No one has voted to succeed from the podcast, right? We're all still here, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the Crapformers. The craptascular offerings from Hasbro Takara, what we feel is the worst Transformers made. But before we do that, because that's going to be so much fun, Don, you wanted to talk about some of the differences between the new Titan between Hasbro and Takara, correct?
Right, exactly. Now, first up, I unfortunately, due to internet problems this morning, waking up to no internet and no cable, I was not able to do the research that I wanted to, so I kind of had to – my Google Foo was weak. So first up
– Welcome to Australia! Our internet's about that bad. Anyway.
Jeez. So these pictures, I don't have a great – I've got the best selection of pictures I could. These are all credit to – Cybertron, Allspark, Toy Arc, T-Formers, Chosen Prime. So all these pictures are copyright. These folks, thank you for taking these pictures, guys. I was trying to get a more exhaustive list of credits, but again, pictures are copyright. Whoever took them, thank you guys for putting them up for us so we all can enjoy them. This list is not comprehensive because, for example, the Genrai picture that just recently was released is in black and white. So you can see a lot of details, but I can't find a good one to show opposite our Optimus. So, you know, I don't have some pictures yet, just again, due to limited time for research. But that being said, everybody is looking at these Titans Returns versus Takara Legends. Paint jobs versus faces versus included accessories versus this and that. So I thought maybe it might be nice just sort of give a brief rundown of what we're looking at so the TFYLP viewers can make an informed decision or at least get some more information to make an informed decision. First up, we're going to start with – now, this one's already been seen, but it's Combiner Wars. But, again, I think it bears repeating. This first link, first image, is for Computron going to be Unite Warriors versus our U.S. version. And I think this is probably one of the few times that we're looking at a lot of differences between the two molds, other than just paint and, in this case, one limb, such as the Blastoff or the Groove. So is that working?
No. Let me go ahead and I'll hit it and I'll screen share.
Okay.
Nope. How's that?
Okay, there we go. Yeah. So again, I'm sure a lot of people have seen this image, but I thought it bears repeating with Computron coming up soon that these are some very different looks for the figure. And I think in this case, I'm not sure if y'all agree or not, but for a lot of the Unite Warriors versus the Combiner Wars figures, a lot of the people, there's not that many differences, again, other than the blast off and the Groove with the limb selection. There's a lot of difference here. There's a lot of difference in between these two. And
there
it goes.
Sorry.
So
you're just imagining that, Don. You're just imagining that. It's your old age now, right?
Oh, really? Exactly. Yeah. Well, I've got a new pair of bifocals, so there's that. but I'd like how now this is my opinion. I like how clean as far as the colors are separated on Unite Wars Computron. It all works as a whole, but each figure is kind of separate. But for some reason, the Combiner Wars version that white doesn't look as bone white on like Scattershot's legs.
No, not like it does on the other one.
Yeah. So, and I think that actually kind of helps because it pulls a lot of the colors together, and I think United Wars Computron looks like a gestalt, five different people, five different robots in one form. Combiner Wars looks like it's more of a combined aesthetic to make it look like one giant robot. Again, you can see, but I know that's just my initial thought. Plus, again, you get the Cosmos mold as Scrounge.
Let me ask you this, only because I'm new to the Combiner Wars and all that. Mm-hmm. Now the picture that we see, the hands and the feet are different. Now is that something different, or is that the actual Combiner Wars hands and feet?
Yeah, that's from what I understand, they're using a variation of what they made for Victorion. Of course, Computron doesn't have the high heels like Victorion did, but they're definitely not regular Combiner Wars hands and feet from the first couple of releases.
And that's most definitely not going to be with is that called United Warriors?
Yeah, Unite Warriors.
Okay,
yeah.
And it's not going to be with them?
Nope.
Right. As far as we know, what we're seeing here are final production, or at least final mm-hmm. test shots.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I was thinking to myself, I always thought that the Takara versions with the better paint and this and that and the other would make it an easy decision between the two. But I'm looking at both of these, and while I like the colors of the United Warrior, and I love the gun. I love the gun that it comes with. The Combiner Wars, I mean, I got to give it for the feet and the hands make a big difference. It makes a huge difference.
It does. And plus you get a different take on Afterburner and mm-hmm. Strafe. I mean, it's the same mold, just the way they're rearranging the parts. But also, if you look at Nose Cone, because Combiner Wars Nose Cone is using the mold from BotCon, roughly, that they use for the Predicus.
Predicus, yeah.
Versus the whole new front drill part they're doing for Unite Warriors. So again, and that's coming up soon. So I just wanted to put that up there for everybody to
have knowledge of. In my opinion, what I would hope is that there would be a third party company that would come up and make those hands and feet that you could use those, or something similar for the United Warriors. I said, otherwise, you got to buy both of them just to get the hands and the feet for the, in my opinion, the nicer looking United Warriors.
Right.
There are actually some people out there currently making stuff off of Shapeways for hands and feet for Combiner Wars. Even Renderforms just recently released a gun rifle set for the G2 Minasaur. There are expansion kits already available. a big thing that I see between these two, honestly, I enjoy both aesthetics, but if you look at the head sculpt of Computron on Unite Warriors, looks more like the actual Computron. The Combiner Wars is basically the Superion head painted to look like it. And I could see somebody
main problem was because...
The thing I can see here is me as a customizer and love to have like the perfect Computron.
Well, of course.
I can see possibly buying both and Kitbash. It'd be very easy to do with this because I like the aesthetic that's coming off of Scattershot for Combiner Wars with all the paint deco. I think that would actually look better on the Unite Warriors.
Well, and that's what I was saying too. But who's really gonna? Do we have price points on these two?
I recently just got done seeing actual test shots of Combiner Wars already out of package and in hand.
But my question is what's the price point of Combiner Wars versus
Combiner Wars is supposed to be around $99, like the rest of the sets. Mm-hmm. Unite Warriors is running most places about $139, same price as the Bruticus that's due to hit anytime soon at most places.
Okay, so I'm actually shocked there. I'm used to Takara 50% or greater hike, so I'm kind of impressed with that.
After shipping, it will be 50% or better.
That's true. Your shipping is going to get you.
Well, also, one thing to remember is in the past month, a lot of overseas stores, the EMS shipping has increased. So you're looking at a lot more shipping. From Hobbyland Japan, I looked at a Trax. When I bought Trax, it was like $54 and about 13 shipping by EMS. The price on the Trax has gone down to like I think 48 or 47 when I looked, but shipping is now about 18 or 20. So you know it's definitely an increase in shipping for these overseas products.
Well, let me ask you this: do you guys are you surprised that they went the extra step with nose cone? But in my opinion, they went an extra step with the actual rifle. But then in my opinion, they took a step backwards with the feet and the hands.
Well, that could have been a budget concern. You know, I know Takara doesn't worry about the budget as much as Hasbro does when it comes to paint versus accessories. But in this case, with the amount of different tooling on there, plus the head, it's possible that not changing out the hands and feet from the previous assortment mm-hmm. you know, helped out a little bit.
So, they changed the head. It looks like, did they change the chest? Is the chest?
Yeah, the chest is changed.
No,
as well.
Chests are identical.
Nope. No, look at
not,
it.
No, they're not. They are slightly more.
Yeah. The middle of the chest on Combiner's Warriors looks rounded, whereas United Warrior looks like it's got a place for an Autobot emblem.
United Warriors.
Yeah, you're right.
To better resemble the Computron chest plate proper, but in a little bit of a smaller scale, kind of forced onto the Superion.
Because if you remember, G1 Scattershot had that fold down center chest plate, and that's kind of what that center chest plate is what would have been Scattershot's chest plate on there.
Precisely.
Now,
what you're seeing in terms of the detail, like the paint apps on the chest for the Unite Warriors Computron, as opposed to the more toy accurate Combiner Wars, is on Unite Warriors you're seeing more like the computations that he would make in the ship. When he's sitting there like in battle and sitting there trying to figure something out, you would see it flash on his chest. That's what that's supposed to be.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
That looks good. Are the guns the same? Because the guns look different too.
They're different.
The Combiner Wars is basically Scattershot's painted to be like the acid pellet rifle from Scattershot.
Right.
With Unite Warriors is they've taken a page from a lot of the Brave figures and made a gun that's made of miniguns.
Has anybody here actually commented? I mean, think about it. They took all the Combiner Wars guns and actually made them all fit onto one gun to make it actually a combined gun, mm-hmm. which is something they haven't done in the other ones at all.
That would take a a bit of doing, but I imagine it'd be possible. But as far as weapons go, I'm already well prepared for Computron. I fully intend on buying both. I'm in love with both figures.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Oh no.
How does your wife feel about that, Jim?
Yeah.
What's that?
How does your wife feel about you buying both?
It's absolutely a polyamorous thing. But no, back at BotCon, I prepared for this inevitability. And I actually went by Brett's booth and bought up G1 Technobot weapons, full complete sets, except for the small handguns, because those wouldn't work. But all the cannons and the acid pellet rifle, I've already got it on my G1 ready to go.
You're sort of like Starscream and Starscream Brigade. You have prepared for this emergency.
Pretty much.
Well, I know this is only the first one, and we're kind of lingering on this one, but there's just so much here.
Absolutely.
I do need to ask a question. So Scattershot's been released on its own, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is going to become a set for Combiner Wars, isn't it? It's like a Victorian box set.
It is different. The Scattershot that comes with the box set has not only the repainted head and rifle, the acid pellet gun, but the figure overall has a slightly different color scheme and deco to more closely resemble the original Generation 1 toy. I mean, you look at, like, for instance, just Computron's chest plate, you've got some of the Generation 1 sticker detail right there.
The teal.
Right. I mean, those are almost spot on, with the exception of those details were previously on Scattershot's chest, not Computron's chest. But the fact that they're there still really helps.
Plus,
so are we expecting a flood of Scattershots?
I don't know.
Combiner Wars comes out. Like, are we expecting just a flood of
Scattershots? I've got the Voyager. I'm going to buy both Combiner Wars and Unite Warriors sets eventually. I'm going to have like a Computron army.
Yeah, and then of course we're getting, as I said, we're getting the Cosmos mold, which is a really nice Scout class mold, to use some old terminology, and we're getting him a Scrounge.
Quick question. With the Scrounge and his special arm, as is referred to in the comic, is special arm supposed to be the name of the little partner shuttle that comes with the Cosmos?
I hope so. I
looked at the box at BotCon, and I didn't recall seeing a name for it. I thought it just indicated Scrounge and just lumped the other dude in with him.
Yeah. You know, they might say his special, they might say in his bio, or if there's a bio or something at some point, it says, he has a special arm that can morph into a weapon. And that the Minicon is basically just, it's his arm morphs into a weapon or something.
Yeah, because I was looking all over that case at the box, at the figures, and I couldn't find any hint or any suggestion of a name for the specific partner. So I don't know if
they're
pumping him in as part of Scrounge or what.
Now is Lightspeed different? It looks like one's got a rear spoiler and the other one doesn't.
One is the breakdown wheeljack mold. One is the prowl dead end mold.
So they actually use a totally different mold.
Yep.
Yep.
Huh.
So here I am thinking the only thing I'm gonna be double dipping on is my Bruticus, because I'm a Bruticus fanboy. And yeah. I want to get all the versions, and then here they go making two succinctly different Computrons. It's like, crap.
Think of it this way. Think of one as Computron and the other one as Computicus.
What the hell is Computicus?
The Japanese name.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that K.O. Computron toy they released a few years ago.
Oh, no, that was, what was that, like Fighter Plunts or Battle Wacken or something like that?
Yes. That's what I'm going to call the CW version.
I had Terracons in with it. Or...
I thought you said Battle Bacon. I thought, what?
What?
This one is American. I love it. Everything is bacon.
Battle Bacon. That's fine. I love it.
Battle Bacon. Okay, moving on. Oh, God. Okay. All right, next.
I'm back.
Next up is going to be a picture from Figure King, one of our favorite magazines that none of us can read, but it has pretty pictures. No, not that magazine. Figure King magazine.
Speak for yourself, John. Can't read Figure King. Speak for yourself.
He only reads it for the articles.
Yes, that I can't read. But this this next picture is going to be Legends Skullcruncher, Galvatron, and Hardhead.
Jim, you want to get that one?
Where's it at?
In the chat.
Oh, right. Hey, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I've got a storm rumbling.
I've been locked in the screen share for a while.
Yeah, I've got a storm rumbling outside, so I'm not sure. Welcome to the South in summer. You know, storms.
Hey, I was really way zoomed in.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So this right here is again from Figure King, showing the Titans Return, Skullcruncher, Galvatron, and Hardhead. And now, the Headmasters is when you really get to a divergent point with the Titan Return figures, because not only is there's some paint differences, and again, I'm talking Skullcruncher, Mind Wipe, Hardhead, and Chrome Dome. There, of course, there'd be some paint differences, but the main difference is going to be, one, the heads, because they do resemble the Headmaster cartoon heads versus what we're getting in the U.S. Plus, you're getting a small Titans Return vehicle in with the deluxe figure. So, if you can see, like, for example, on Hardhead, you know, at the top of the page, he's got the twin eye, you know, the regular. He doesn't have the visor look, and he has the nose and the mouth, which is your Headmaster's cartoon look. And then the Takara version that'll be coming up here in just a minute is going to be the faceplate version that we've gotten for so many years. Similar to this is the third party Hardhead, a hard bone. And
we doing drop tests now?
Yeah, I need to make sure it survived the 2 foot drop.
Okay, good.
So this isn't exactly accurate as far as, you know, G1 versus accurate. But let me just pull the head off.
Apply directly to the forehead.
Yeah. camera catch up. There we are. So that's got more of the, you know, the mouth plate version, which is similar to what we're getting here in the U.S. So, you know, and again, with the yen fluctuations within the past week, I don't know how this is going to affect a lot of people buying the Titans Returns versus the Legends figures. But since you're getting, you know, a different head, it's like, I know, like, for example, I know Brian Kilby is wanting the Headmaster's heads because of his love for that dub. So, you know, he's wanting those heads, but I would prefer the American version just because it's, you know, I like Headmasters, but I prefer my Headmasters looking like, you know, they did in the past.
Okay, so just so we're clear, tell me again, which ones come with the cartoon accurate, which one comes with the toy accurate,
okay,
and which ones come with the extra accessories so that we don't get confused.
Okay, I'm sorry if I confused anybody. Yeah, the Takara versions have the Headmaster cartoon heads and have the extra vehicle with it. That's why the price point's a little higher than their other deluxe offering.
Okay. He froze.
Awesome.
Everything exploded.
Yeah, what I'm saying though is that in Takara they're more cartoon accurate to the anime, the Headmaster series.
So all the mini
vehicle all lumped together, but for a slightly higher price point. And Don's back. I see him moving. Hi, Don.
All right. And so once again, on these particular items, do we have a price point comparison between the two?
Actually, I didn't get that far. I can take a look real quick and see if I see anything.
Yeah, if we could just do that, I'd like to. You know, we're trying to inform people, you know, the listeners, right, on which type, and, you know, price is definitely a consideration.
Right.
Look, according to that listing that you guys posted up, Hardhead and Skullcrusher are 4,320 yen,
coming with the extra vehicle and the anime accurate colors and head. Now, I don't know what the Titan return
What's the conversion
release.
On that?
Like for Australia, I'm paying shit.
Okay. Well, right now I'm at HobbyLink Japan, and I'm looking at, for example, Scourge. Scourge is running right now at the with running about US $25. I'm looking. Hardhead is running about 31. Wirewolf is running, or Weird Wolf is running about.
Oh, Duran's gonna get you for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they ask for the shank.
We'll just never hear from Duran again.
Duran just took his internet away. Sure. Duran just took your internet away. Bam! Don't do that.
So right now you're looking at about 31 for the before shipping for the Takara versions, and I'm guessing the U.S. versions are going to be around 15, like the other deluxes would be, Combiner Wars deluxes, not counting what they run at Toys R Us.
Wow, I mean, that's, so that that's, one, there we are again. We're back up there again to, you know, more than a 50% markup.
Right.
So,
but don't forget that the legends do include the side vehicle, which would be considered basic. So you're adding, you're tagging on a basic price to the deluxe price.
Yeah. So,
but you're not getting the extra head cost
instead. Yeah. So basically, if you add say a $10 for a scout class to the $15 American price, you're up to about 25 right there, roughly.
And you're about the same.
Yeah, and you're getting a different paint job, and you're getting an accurate head based on the show. And it just depends on if you want that or not.
Right.
Actually, a really good example is the Fortress Maximus. So I assume everybody knows Fortress Maximus popped up in Australia.
Yeah. That's the next link coming up, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's the one I can't wait for. That's the one I want.
Okay, I'll wait for the photo to come, and then I'll talk about pricing and stuff like that over here.
Well, let's go back to that other picture.
Hang on. I didn't put Fortress up. Let me add that link.
But go back to the other picture with Hardhead, because we still need to talk about Galvatron.
Okay. Yeah, Galvatron is super different. For somebody who's seen the American version, front of me, the Hasbro version, it's super different.
Yeah. Hey, use the link that I put for Galvatron there at the bottom of the list. I believe that's both of them.
Okay.
Do you have an extra mic?
How's that?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so this one.
Really?
Yeah, I got it. That's a huge difference. No more lavender. And is the cannon? Is it? No, it's just the way it's angled. It's the same cannon, just colored different, right?
So the Japanese version is slightly more opaque compared to the more transparent version of the American version.
Yeah.
But okay. That's to match the toy, I think.
Tell me again, which one is going to be in the U.S. and which one is Takara?
The right is on the U.S., the left is Japan.
Okay, I got them backwards. Okay. Okay, yeah, well, I like the U.S. version.
Yeah.
I really do. No, I like the colors of it. I think it works.
Yeah.
And I like the more transparent cannon.
Yeah, it's...
It's not obvious here, and I just want to point this out. It's not very obvious, but the crown is slightly different. Galvatron's crown is close. It's way sharper. Not sharper, but in a sense more... It protrudes out more than the Japanese version. And this is actually from comparison shots in Taiwan.
Why is that? Is the head different? The face looks different.
So the Megatron head is actually different.
Wow.
Because it's not going to be the Megatron head for the Japanese version, from what I can tell. Because Megatron's actually being released in Japan?
Uh-huh.
Is that something? That's the rumor I've been reading on some magazine.
I think they were going for Overlord and Megatron and other uses for it. But,
So you're thinking there'll be a recolor on this one.
I don't know if it's a recolor or because they're trying to make it different from an upcoming toy.
They could always very Megatron.
Does anything else look different? I don't see anything different other than the color. The head's
so there's supposed to be difference in the arms. So there's supposed to be some difference in the arms. They're actually, the Japanese version, and I think that's an earlier model of it, supposed to have, it's supposed to fill up a little bit in the gaps. So So you know how we were all complaining about how gappy the Galvatron arm looked?
Yes.
There was supposed to be a version release where they've actually fixed a little bit of it in the Japanese version, but that's not the photo for it.
Again, like I said, I apologize. I didn't have the time I wanted to try to pull up the best picture, so I apologize if any of these were an error.
This is a question I got. Is there going to be any light gimmick inside the cannon on this? Because that chunk of plastic that's on his arm is probably big enough to easily fit an LED in.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a Voyager, is it not?
Yeah.
I would wager it probably does.
Yeah. And also, don't forget, he does have a third mode, a jet mode, which is not pictured and does not look like much of a jet.
Like Energon Megatron.
Terrible. We'll get to that.
So, could we probably see a repaint of this thing as Energon Megatron?
I'd still buy it.
I think I'd be a stretch.
You know, well, the thing of it is, though, with them doing the Lavender Galvatron, they've already pretty much killed an E-Hobby repaint.
Well, if you remember, they did the same thing in the classic line. They did the
same
thing.
No, do the gray version, Galvatron. The original toy. Right, the original toy.
I don't know what it is with Galvatron, but when they repaint them, and the car does, even like I said, the classic line, they use this lavender, and I don't understand it.
I kind of like both for their.
I think to me, it's just they're trying to stay, I guess, more cartoon accurate, because I guess there's times that you look a little more lavender than purple on screen.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I like the lavender myself, but that's just
me. You would.
Do not.
Well, the one thing
I like the purple. Sorry.
You'd like him if he was orange and blue and green.
Dude,
you'd just
release him in hot pink and hot green.
You'd love it in hot pink. Yes, you would.
So, shall we dub him Safety Galvatron?
No.
God,
He's not bright enough for Safety Galvatron.
Well, the one thing I can say about the lavender one is if you look in the arms, at least they did some paint, to completely take the entire tread piece and make it look like it's a different part of him instead of just like part of the arm like the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the color, like the paint variation. I mean, look at his feet. His feet actually have a little more dynamic something to them because it's kind of two-tone versus his
just I still think the U.S. version looks better.
Plus, the one thing about the lavender is the colors that's on him, the red and the Decepticon symbol, does pop a little bit more against the chest.
That's true. The other one kind of blends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. I like that because it actually... You see things that come that actually pop out. I actually do like the head sculpt on that one better, but that's just me. I like the spikes, but not as much on him. I think it looks better with a rounded.
You're not into the head with the horny, right?
No, not that.
Into the horny. Okay.
Well, that's good. Not that horny.
I understand that. That's good.
I swear to God, Jason, I thought you said spanks, not spikes.
Spikes. That's spikes.
Okay.
That's spanks.
Wake up.
I'm
waiting for the topic of conversation to pass to something a little less stupid.
Hang on a minute. Just one more.
Wait.
So, Don, you've
been on
the spanks
for long enough?
Head and horny. Horny for the head. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, good. Thank you. Moving on.
I had to get it out of my system. Sorry.
So the last one we're going to really deal with right now, because again, like I said, there's not a color of the Generai that was recently released that I've seen. There may be a Photoshop, but I haven't seen an official picture yet. So we do know that some stores have gotten in the American version of Blaster and Prime, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of pictures of those up. Personally, from what I've seen, I think I'm going to be going for the Takara version to get the more Generai look. Just because I had the Ultra Magnus and I sold it at BotCon because I just didn't need any more Ultra Magnus in my collection. I had plenty. And the Prime, I think I want to look a little different. So that's for me right now. But the last one we're going to bring up right now is going to be the big guy himself, the one, the only, Fortress Maximus.
Fortress Scorponok.
What? Scorponok gets no love, I swear.
Well,
you know, right? Why
well,
Trypticon?
Okay, fine. I'll go get a picture of Pandinus, and we can talk about Pandinus.
Let's just think here. Okay, they release an Encore for Max. Why not an Encore Scorponok? I mean, seriously, Scorponok needs some love.
Well,
waiting for China to have the mold so they can reverse engineer the mold. So
they
have to get a KO.
They had a KO of this thing out for a while, Bryce actually did a size comparison and everything. The plastic quality wasn't the best, but that thing flew off the market and completely sold out.
But I'll be honest, if they were going to do anything with Scorponok in the original G1, reissue Black Zerat. Because there's no way the average collector that wants one can get one unless either the Gigantic Action Scorponok goes on sale again for a lot less shipping than what it had originally, or Pandinus goes into a second run in Black Zerat colors.
Now, it seems to me we've discussed a Black Zerat reissue in the past on an episode.
Yeah.
And I seem to recall us hypothesizing about them possibly just including a separate baggie inside the box that just contains gold powder from what once was some of the parts.
I honestly, that would be great.
All they would have to do, is just glitter.
Well, they also said the same thing about with the recently released G2 Superion, just sending a bag of gold glitter in there in the spot where Slingshot would have gone.
Right in the little cutout, just a whole bunch of dust.
But it won't be the same though, because the gold is in the same.
Plasticon approves, okay? I approve.
But here's the big boy himself.
Fortress Maximus dancing? Why is Hasbro Fortress Maximus dancing?
Why not?
He's staying alive, man. Come on.
He's celebrating the fact that he can exist in the United States again.
There you go. That's
he passed.
He
passed
survived the drop test.
He passed the drop test. Yay, dance!
So, since Fortress has been released in the land of Down Under.
I come from the land down under. Oh, sorry, that was really racist.
Still think you need to be upside down.
It's like kangaroos, wallabies, jet koalas, stuff like that.
Drop bears.
Rocco.
So, and that was Tasmania. That doesn't count.
Rocco's Modern Life. That counts. Yeah. He was a wallaby.
Yeah. So, Hing, have you seen him in person?
Yes. So one of my friends actually got it as a gift from his wife. Sweet. Really lucky. And he managed to get... No, I'm not turning my camera upside down. He managed to get Fortress Maximus, which is and had it like next to his Metroplex for comparison. So it's really good. Like looking at the toy itself, I quite like it. But actually I've seen it before at the Toy Fair trade show where Cerebros actually has the head from Rebirth.
Yes.
So Spike is actually the Rebirth version of
which is why I am getting the US version, because I'll finally have a Rebirth accurate Cerebros head.
Yeah.
Which will be,
but it comes with no accessories. That's the problem. Like it's got no guns. So that was the major whinge from everybody who's got one. Like
guns come off and go in his hands as guns.
Yeah, but they're not like proper guns like in the old toy, which comes with a plasma cannon and
photon
cannon.
I know it kind of bites that this thing's coming out without any weapon accessories, but I guarantee you there's like 15,000 third parties out there trying to figure out how to engineer this thing because they've gotten a hold of them now.
Now, the exclusive version of this that's coming up is said to have a master sword. Not sure if
that is the San Diego Comic-Con version, and from what I've gathered, there's a lot of people out there dogging it. I think the guys that are just dogging it are just like, oh, well, it's an overpriced thing just because it comes with a Master Sword. I mean, honestly, how many color variations can you do of Fortress? Seriously.
Looking at the...
Another two more.
Looking at the Comic-Con thing.
Another two more.
I mean, here's the thing. San Diego Comic-Con wanted to do it right. Just release the thing in Grand Max colors. Give them the Master Sword so it just goes with any of them. have like a swappable blade with like different colors in it and call it good. I mean, I would like to see this colored as Brave Max, honestly. That's myself.
Yeah, RID.
No, Brave Max would be great because it would go with the new RID series because, man, they need all the help they can get.
Okay.
Right?
But now, the main difference is, as we've talked about, you know, we see the paint differences there, the amount of, because the American version does have something on the thighs to break up the white, whereas Fortress is just the standard white. You've got a lighter blue in a lot of these places. But the main differences that we know of right now is, of course, what Keen mentioned, is going to be the head. You're going to be looking at a in robot mode, you're looking at a Fortress head from the Headmasters for Takara versus a Cerebros head from Rebirth Part 3, which to me is what I want. Because you know, and because I wanted a Cerebros head, but if you look at, and then also you're going to have the lights and sounds, and there's several reviews up already of people that have already have this figure, and there's some battle sounds. There's a couple of like, Decepticon, like he says Decepticons, and things like that. Takara is supposed to have. Now, Hang, you can probably tell me if I'm wrong or not. Takara is supposed to have asked the original voice actor from Headmasters back to potentially do lines for the toy from the show, possibly part of the opening theme from Headmasters, and some other assorted Japan-only specifics.
There's nothing specified in any of the magazines, unfortunately, but there is rumors that they're asking the voice actor to either come back to do like the combination sequences or just take it straight from the original TV series.
Yeah.
Just sound clips from that. There's supposed to be a Master Sword, I think is the difference, and I think it comes with a gun. But like I said, everything this is the problem. So the image you're seeing of the Takara Fortress Maximus is a Digibash. In fact, the Japanese written underneath it says that this is a prototype which will be different from the actual figure. And at the recent Japan, a Japan Toy Fair show, for every photo of Fortress Maximus is basically the Hasbro Fortress Maximus, which means that the Takara Fortress Maximus is a little bit further. It's a little bit further down the line, and the Digibash is basically telling you this is what it's actually going. We expect it to look like.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question. What is this little thing that comes with the Hasbro that's sitting on the ground? Is that like supposed to be like a gasket grommet thing? Or
on his leg.
Say again?
Oh.
It goes on his leg. Think back to G1 Fortress Maximus on the left leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. That's the gun pod, so it comes off.
Right.
That's interesting that they actually made it removable.
So both versions will have it?
As far as I know.
Yeah,
I didn't know if it was once again one had an accessory, the other one didn't.
Nah. No, I sat through the other night and watched the, I guess it was German, review of this. And that's the only reason I know that's where that goes.
Right. Now,
a buddy of mine, Kel-El Reviews, he actually did a review of this toy recently. I didn't see him mention anything about the gun pod portion being removable, but he did a pretty thorough review, and he was one of the first that actually got it up on YouTube.
And right now, the Hasbro one does not come with a gun.
No. No weapons whatsoever.
Yeah. And right now, again, using Hobby Link Japan and being who most people are familiar with, right now he's 20,000 yen or $194 US.
And how much is the Hasbro one?
Okay,
let me look real quick.
In America, Myers has got it at $396, which is heavily inflated because you know Australian currency is crap.
Right.
But Big W's got it at $250, which is the introduction price, which is what everybody's been running for anyway. Like everybody's gone $250. It's fine.
In my opinion, even though this is a Digibash, I can kind of see where they're going with it. If they do hold true to this, because my biggest problem with the Hasbro one, and the one thing that just you know sticks in my crawl that I can't overlook is the legs and the feet. There should be no red in the feet, and there should be no red in the legs except for the gun pods, just like the Takara one looks like. And that really bugs me. Other than that, I would go with the cheaper one, but that really puts me off from the Hasbro one. That one little thing.
I honestly didn't notice the feet like you did, but I did notice the red frames for the
game. Yeah.
That threw me off a bit.
Well, to me, the G1 has hollow feet.
Sure.
And to me, it looks like the Hasbro one has two little cars stuck in his feet. And I can't get that image out of my head, so that it bugs me. I can't. I'm gonna wait for the Takara one.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Did you just say 20,000 yen, Don? Because the official price for Fortress Maximus is 29,400 yen.
Yeah.
Which is what made me like do a face plant when I saw the price.
Yeah. Well, now our sponsor, Captured Prey, is sold out currently, but he had Legends for.
What was that? What? There's sponsors? Well, go with it.
Yeah. One of our sponsors, Captured Prey, great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. They are currently sold out, but of course you can always keep checking back. Legends Fortress Maximus LG-31 was priced at 220. So, and then, of course, that would have qualified for, a lot of their special offers there. He sold out, but again, you can keep checking around, comparing U.S. sellers versus overseas sellers. But, he's going to be running a little bit more than the U.S. version, and I'm trying to find a U.S. version price, and I'm not really having a lot of luck at the moment.
So what if you wanted a vintage Fort Max, or maybe possibly another shot at that Generations Metroplex? Who could you go to get one of those?
I don't know. Megamus, you got any idea who can do that?
How about Mega Toy Fan? Maximize your collection, minimize your cost with Mega Toy Fan.
And I have it on good authority. Brett knows the guy really well. He talks to him every day in the mirror.
Right, he's a jerk.
He's a jerk, but he has a bunch of good crap.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. So, be sure to check out Mega Toy Fan both on Facebook and all local and at your favorite conventions, wherever they might be. And whenever we find
next
out.
Next one's going to be TFCon, Toronto.
Yeah. He's going to be bringing all of his good stuff.
Absolutely.
Because it's all good stuff.
That's right.
So,
Well, is that about it for the comparisons?
Yeah, pretty with what I could find right now, and now there, of course, there are the smaller head scout vehicle combinations that are just now being released in the U.S. But since those come with the Takara versions, it's kind of hard to compare them with what I can find so far. But there is that, and then of course you have Chrome Dome, which there's not a lot of pictures of yet. So there's a lot more out there that we're going to have to wait to be revealed or better pictures of everything.
Well, it sounds to me like this is going to be a topic that we're going to have a part two of.
Yeah, because
possibly a continuation, just to help the fellow collector out to decide what do I want, which one.
Yeah,
so, absolutely.
Plus, also, what the yen does is going to be a big factor in all of this. As far as are you going to import or are you going to wait for a domestic retailer like Captured Prey to get in theirs and just buy it locally, and it's going to be interesting because we've all been waiting for this stuff to return forever. We're waiting for the Titans to finally return, and the wait's over, but now we just have to wait a little longer to get everything. And then we have San Diego with what we might see at San Diego that hasn't already been leaked, hopefully.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah. So there's that. But that's pretty much all the information you need to get you head and shoulders above everything on Titans Returns.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so on to our main.
You're showing your age, Don. You're showing your age.
That's true.
Well, it was a headmaster joke in general. So I just was going for blanket coverage.
It's the best way to avoid dandruff, right?
Yeah. So, also. Shout out to Hasbro, Leoric Mighty Mug. You actually made me want to buy a Mighty Mug.
There you go.
But have you bought one yet?
So No, I'll be buying my first one.
Yes.
A little bit ago, I posted on on Facebook what people thought they were the worst Transformers made. And we got a lot of responses.
Oh,
imagine
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
You ask people their favorite, and they hee-haw around. You ask them their the one they hate the most, man, they're going to tell you their 2 cents real quick. So, everyone, there's a lot of people that put in their what they thought was the worst, and a couple people that I'm going to have a little fist fight in words with. One being Michael saying that all Action Masters. No, I don't think so. So anyway, I'm not going to go there. So
Action Masters is great.
I love Action Masters.
So no hatred on Action Masters.
We're going to start. We're going to give Don a break, and I'm going to start from the opposite side of the world. And Hank, we're going to talk with you, and you tell me what Transformer just didn't do it for you. Which one just didn't drive it home for you?
Beast Machine Supreme Cheeto. I think that didn't drive
home
a lot of people.
No, everyone wanted.
No, you're kidding.
Right off the bat, bam.
I just slap it onto everybody. I know it.
Isn't that thing the size of a normal house cat, but it doesn't stand up at all?
Yeah, give us a warning when you start with when you start with something that bad. Give us some warning. Give us some build up first.
The funny part is everyone on this show has got a list, and they just went, "Damn, number one off the list."
Actually, that was number one, but that was on there.
Why would you think such a wonderful toy? It was hard to get that out. It's so bad. Tell us, please.
No, okay, so when it first came out, I thought, okay, so I'm terrible as a Transformer fan in the sense that I'm since Beast Wars, I really enjoyed Scale. So Beast Wars, while not perfect with its scale considering the TV show, actually after a while felt like it was trying to be in scale if you looked at anything Transmetal and later. So obviously going into that mindset, when I first saw Supreme Cheeto, I went like, no, Supreme Cheeto can't be that big. Like, what is he? Unicron? Is he trying to destroy the Cybertron or something like that? And then once I got past that, the fact that he was supposed to be the second largest toy just shy of Fortress Maximus, I had a friend who bought it because he was a big Beast Machines fan. I don't understand these people, you know. And we looked at it, and he's like, oh my god, why am I spending this money on it? It's terrible. Like, the plastic is cheap. The designs are seriously flawed. It's bigger, but it couldn't stand up. Like,
well, it could, but you had to break several laws of physics to get it to stand. it looked like a Rob Liefeld drawing after you were done posing it, because nothing in nature could have that kind of stance.
No. It's a Pat Lee drawing.
Oh, okay.
So, unfortunately, here is the toy at hand.
Don't get me wrong. The cheetah mode is actually fine. Most of the problems stem from the robot mode.
Perfect. It looks just like the Happy Meal.
I just find how funny head is.
It's spot on.
Look how small the head is. I mean, seriously.
That's what she said.
Look how small G1 Optimus Prime is next to it.
Makes
me sad.
Yeah, when Cheeto says maximize, he does not play around.
It's like I said, this thing is like the size of a small house cat and can't stand up at all.
You know what? You know, I'm suddenly imagining regular Cheeto transforming. Hank, you'll get this reference probably. Having a beta capsule from Ultraman, and he's doing the classic Ultraman punching up scene, and then he turns into Supreme Cheetor.
Jim, you're going to hate me, but Jim, you're going to hate me.
Unicron?
What's that?
But if we repaint Cheetor to be black, we could kind of pull off Voltron.
Oh my god. Five Supreme Cheetors, each repainted as one of the Voltron lions.
Oh my god.
You know what the funny part
is? Please, I know there's a customizer out there wanting to do this.
I guarantee you could find five unlucky souls who have this thing that would probably donate them to you to paint.
Here it goes.
I can guarantee you somebody's really, hey, plastic.
Okay, no, actually.
Can you turn it into Voltron for me?
Okay, here's the perfect person. The perfect person to do this is Cheetamus. Obviously. Cheetamus, if you want to do that, if you want to make a Voltron out of five Supreme Cheetors, I'm sure you will get Supreme Cheetor donations just to see it pulled off.
I will say this much. I think that based upon how wonderful this one transforms, that to make the combined mode, all you would need is duct tape and some rubber bands, and it would be just the same quality.
Yeah. And for irony, you'd have to, irony just use Gorilla Glue.
Just Gorilla Glue. One step further.
Just since we're lumping all this crap together anyway, you'll have, you know, two to form the feet and legs, three to form the arms and torso, and then we'll throw in a sixth Cheetor specifically just to form the head. And it's so small as the head.
Oh, that's so terrible sounding. It makes
you put Megatron, right? Isn't that the hit Master Megatron?
No, just use Mega Bolt.
Yeah, Mega Bolt. Just
You would waste a good Mega Bolt toy on that.
I've got it. The sixth Supreme Cheetor could be like the lion head. And then the Megabolt would just kind of fit inside as the face.
Let's move on because this is getting worse and worse.
Okay, you got number one out of the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Hit me with another.
Number two.
Transformers Prime Black Arachnia.
Who?
You mean Arachnid?
Transformers Prime?
Arachnid
or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just called Black Arachnid in the Japanese version, right?
Oh yeah. When your Legends toy is better than your Deluxe toy, there's a problem. Oh,
I agree.
Someone hit that one up. Let's see what that one looks like.
I'm working on it.
It's so she can't pose. There's only one pose she can do, and it's called standing straight.
I know, right? It's,
all she can do.
Well,
and like, look, Prime. The Prime line has really, really good molds. You think they would be able to pull off a helicopter?
No, wait a minute. Now I know which one you're talking about. The little helicopter was about this big. Wasn't real big.
Yeah, kind of Airwolf looking.
I actually thought that one was decent.
They pulled it off just fine. It looked exactly like a smash crash. Burning hunk of a helicopter.
I mean, look at that. In my opinion, I think the Arachnid mode looks pretty good. I think that the robot mode isn't bad. Now,
except for the big hole in the hands.
Well, that's where the little weapons go in. But I don't see a problem with this one, really.
Really?
The thing I hated about this, I have it. Dude, this thing was horrible. You couldn't turn its head because it had a seat attached to the back of its head.
This big old backpack thing going on, but just think about her big old butt pack that she had from Machine Wars.
Shall we call this
Beast Machines. Yeah.
Shall we call this a Badonkadonk?
Yeah, that's a Badonka Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I think this is probably the lowest point figure wise that Prime had ever done, and I think the brand leader, I'm not sure, I remember being told a story about this at one BotCon. I think this is a character someone higher up wanted in the thing, and it was kind of like a DC mandate that came down from on high to get the figure in the line, and they didn't have a lot of time to design and get it done, so this was kind of the result.
Now, here's the funny part, real quick. From a seller's point of view, when Prime came out, I do remember I had more requests for this figure than any other figure in that line.
I believe it.
Really?
Well, it was because it was short-packed.
People wanted it.
Just like the Viacon.
Yeah.
And just think, we could have gotten more Viacons instead of, you know, more of her.
But I mean, this is the thing. Look at the arms. Micron looks better than she does.
I disagree. I think that arachnid mode looks badass. I like it. I really do.
I had this toy and I was not impressed with it. It literally was like the worst thing. It stayed in helicopter mode on my shelf the whole time when I had it.
Look, the arachnid form is actually not possible to form.
All over.
No, I'm sorry.
What was that, Hank?
Black arachnid only comes with 3 legs. She doesn't come with 6. You actually have to cannibalize a second black arachnid to be able to pull off the arachnid form.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing here. Yes, yeah, this is a cannibalized one because he's obviously has 2 of them there, standing there. Yeah. He took the other one and just basically attached it onto the other one and then made it so it looked like a spider.
Is that a backpack that comes off for the legs?
No, that's the blades to the helicopter.
because half.
I would like it if they gave me 6. If they gave me 6 and said that the arachnid form was an official thing, I would go, okay, I can forgive for all its flaws of not being able to move its legs.
I agree. I mean, because this mode right here looks good.
So even when it's Frankenstein together, it's still not an arachnid.
And it still has a seat attached to the back of its damn head.
Sure, man.
well, see, that's a spot for Wilbur to sit in. Okay.
I'm sorry. Would they use the freaking seat as light piping for the damn toy? If you remove the seat, then she has hollow eyes, which makes it even creepier. Plus, her head probably would completely fall off.
Don't get me wrong. I have.
I mean, come on. If you're going to eject the helicopter, then the seat's going to have its ejection mode. I mean, come on. Then she's just ejecting her brains.
Okay, Hing. You're 2 for 2 on really crap.
Right. So what should we do? Should we do everyone's like top 3, top 4?
I've got a top 10 list I could bring.
My only problem is the only reason I don't want to do like a whole top 10. Is I have a feeling one person's going to knock out about half of everyone else's list.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get everyone a little chance.
So give
me one more. We'll do 3. We'll do everyone's top 3.
Look, let me be serious. I almost wanted to put the entire of new RID.
There's some good mold in there.
But I have to say that one. So this, I was tossing up between 2 figures, but definitely one of them is Galaxy Force Sidos. Or you guys know his Backdrop from Cybertron?
Backstop.
He's a rhino?
Yes. Poor Backstop.
Look, the prototype made the figure look fantastic, and then you look at the actual figure, and you go, I'm going to cry in this corner because he had so much potential.
It's just...
No, he didn't.
Hey, Jason, can you pull that one up?
I'm pulling up Backstop. This thing is hilarious. I remember getting this thing at a dollar store. What a piece of junk.
Got reissued in Universe.
Yeah.
How did it get a reissue?
Well, it's not like the mold was overused or anything.
Instead of a reissue, it might have just been a repackage.
This thing is horrendous.
Pallets of them and just changed the cards or something.
Seriously?
I mean, come on, look at this thing.
Look at Brett's face.
This is the reason why I never could get into Beast Formers. Seriously, this is the pivot. This thing's just horrendous. I hated this thing.
let me tell you a story about this. What actually happened? Okay, Backstop was not intended to be his name. That was actually the guys at Hasbro trying to tell him, back, stop, stop, stop. They didn't listen.
If you read up the toy thing for Galaxy Force, I don't know if Cybertron actually got released one. Sidos, or Backstop in this case, was supposed to have actual arms. Like, the left side was supposed to be an actual arm. His legs were supposed to rotate forward so they actually looked like normal feet and all of that. But then a lot of them, they found out they ran out of budget with the design because of Hasbro. So Takara was like going, we've got this fantastic idea of how to pull off this rhino. And Hasbro's gone, no, it'd be too expensive. And because this was the time where the entire Unicorn trilogy was based on give and take from both Takara and Hasbro. So, like, why there was more paint applications on the Takara stuff was because Takara went, we can afford that. Or why there was more electronics in the Hasbro stuff, because they go like, oh, kids in America prefer electronics. People in Japan, not so much. That was that kind of thing. So sometimes you see a lot of the Japanese toys were hollow because they just didn't put the electronics in. But they had to use the same mold that existed both sides. In the case of Seidos, Hasbro basically went, every engineering thing you plan on this is too expensive. We've got a really big line with Galaxy Force. I mean, with Cybertron, we wanted to like kind of share it across the whole thing. And so if you look at the prototype for this figure, it looks really good. It's the same problem with Hotshot from Amada.
Yeah.
Like, it looks really good. And then you see the actual toy.
Dude,
going,
are you jumping ahead in your list?
I'm just giving an example of prototype issues. You guys got to show Hotshot later. But... Yeah.
So basically, this is what you. So basically, this is a current age God Bomber, where the prototype looks fantastic, and it doesn't exist because it's this.
Too expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm now imagining this thing with electronics.
No. Imagine this as Supreme Cheeto. How fabulous that would be.
No. It would have a sound effect when you push the horn. It would say, please kill me.
Or, being a rhino, it would fart.
Why my arm hurt?
I kind of wish this only, was named actually
only,
Rhino.
Only if it, if you were in, you press the button, it made the farting noise, and it's, and its tail would spin around.
We just improved this toy 1,000%.
Yes!
We just needed to make it a Voyager. That's all we needed to do.
I don't know. That's going
to
have to be...
A secondary sound it can make is every time you ram its head into a wall, it just goes, ouch, ouch, ouch.
I don't know. These are going to have to be future stuff put into Master King Rhinox now.
Okay, all right.
Good Lord.
Nick's victim?
All right.
Victims.
All right. Jason, you're up next.
Oh, good Lord. Me? Okay, here we go.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm probably going to completely botch this for everybody here because, you know.
If you say Action Masters, I'm hurting you.
Dude, I will never
bash
Action Masters.
Right,
if somebody out there is bashing Action Masters, they really need to rethink their priorities. All right, well, let's talk about this piece of garbage that got more freaking repaints than anything.
We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
Good old Armada Sideswipe. Really, I mean, why did this thing get so many repaints? Seriously, this is just pathetic. How many repaints?
Again,
this
thing mold was not overused. Let's just put
not at all. I mean, come on, we had a variant color here that was this one here as well. I wish I could get a bigger picture. I mean, that was an okay color scheme, but I mean, seriously,
it's
a piece of junk. I mean, honestly, the car mode looked good. That was the only thing that looked good about this thing.
If I had to guess, I would assume that it was probably the sort of thing where they realized what they had done after the fact and just repainted it just so they could try to recoup as much money as they could to actually pay for the mold.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, this look at this. Three other colors other than the flame deco. I mean, this thing was garbage. The mini-con gimmick was stupid. Seriously, well, the hard stick on the back, it flips out and then never would freaking like stay in. It would always like flip out or something, even when you played with it.
The flame deco, that was a remold as well. That was from Cybertron, so it didn't have a mini-con. It had the Cyber Key gimmick.
Oh, that's true, but still.
A gun or something in place that went in the back window there.
It's still the same damn robot, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally, like, all these blocky, like, arms and legs and just a spindly little middle portion. This is where a gimmick goes wrong. This is where I dislike a gimmick, and everybody knows I love G2.
I don't know,
this is doing it wrong.
I'm convinced.
You got the little the head that's in there as the driver.
I don't mind that. That's actually kind of funny.
All it needs is two little hands like this one.
Wait a minute. I'm completely convinced that whoever designed that binge watched Popeye the Sailor Man prior to that.
No, but wait a minute. Wasn't his gimmick like getting brass knuckles to beat the crap out of people? Or boxing gloves?
Yeah, right?
He wore the front of the car on his arms, and when you
activate
the thing, it was like a battering ram type effect.
No, his gimmick is fine. It's the toy design that's terrible. He's got stubby legs. What is he, Road Caesar?
It's Road Caesar without the stubby legs.
No, because Road Caesar had the stubby arms and the gigantic legs from whatever. But they should make an empty Road Caesar.
Think about it. It's like if they took Road Caesar and put Laster and what the heck's the name of the other one?
Blacker.
Attached them to the Blacker and didn't give Blacker longer legs. That's literally what this damn thing is.
Okay, well, Jason, since you've started with this wonderful choice, we're all dying to see what's next.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Give me number two.
Number two. Okay, there we go. Let's
see. Jiggle the handle.
Well, how about this thing? And I know some people are probably going to hate me on this one, but seriously? This thing was garbage. Worst articulation. Wouldn't stand up. Fell apart every damn time you moved it. I hated this toy.
Really? Because my Takara version's fine.
And that's the Walmart repaint, even.
It's.
Oh my god.
I mean, even though that they did different colors with this thing, I mean, seriously, it's still crap. I mean, the proportions are completely off. I know you can swap them around, but I mean, seriously, the whole thing did not even want to stand up half the time. Half the time you had to, like, take something and push it down further for it to keep from falling over. I disliked this toy. And also the way the head, like, the Devastator head just kind of wobbled back and forth in that one place and didn't really want to lock in. Where the crap? Just crap.
To be fair, only a slight improvement over the Beast Wars combiners.
No.
Oh, you mean Triopredicus and Gold Dust?
Magna Goldust, boss.
Oh my god.
Well, that was it though, wasn't it? It was Prowl, Ironhide, and Gold Dust.
Leo Convoy. No, I mean Silverbolt. That's right, Silverbolt.
Partly, man.
I kind of agree and disagree with Plasticon here. Like, this configuration specifically would not be able to stand properly because it's using two very different legs. I understand it's supposed to be in this configuration, but I find using the bigger vehicles as the leg way better when you actually have him. And maybe it's the unified color that's the issue. But I find that the Super Link / Energon versions... Oh, actually, I don't know. I think Energon was quite different. The Super Link version actually was quite good. Of that three, actually, the worst was probably Superion, to tell you the truth.
I mean, I know Fans Project came out with, like, expansion packs to fix that Superion to make it look better, and the same thing with the Bruticus, but this guy didn't get any love for a reason.
No, that's because there's no way to fix it.
That's what I'm saying. It's horrible.
There's no way to fix that center body. That's the problem.
Are they trying to polish a turd?
Yeah, you can't. There's just times that
you can. I don't recommend it.
And I know I'm probably going to get a ton of flack for the next one I have because I know a lot of people will be like, oh, it's a great toy. Yeah, I'm going to show it to you, and you guys are probably going to hate me. But in my opinion, this thing is a piece of junk. And I'll tell you why. I know a lot of people are going to hate me the second I pop this up.
Hit it.
This thing. Why the hell would it take 35 minutes to transform this fucking thing?
Because you don't know how to read instructions.
Is that the leader?
No, sir. It's the leader class. I hate this thing. Why? Because I've heard more nightmare stories about this thing having panels pop off and miss. You can't find them. How often can you find this thing? I mean, Brett, I'm sure you handled a lot of these toys in the past. and how many times you get one and it's missing a panel, or it's missing this, or it's missing that. It's a pain Brett's in the ass to deal with. He's laughing, and he knows I'm right.
Brett's lost it. Look at him. He's gone.
How?
Zero. Oh, yes, I was right.
None.
How?
I've never had one missing parts. I'm sorry.
I've seen these things. But I've seen several of them where these parts were missing.
I'm not saying that happened. You specifically asked me how many of those did I have without any parts. And
right.
Well, I haven't had too many of those because I really try and stay away from the movie toys completely. I have had a few of them, and they've always been complete.
Well, this is the thing.
And they sell.
I know they sell, but the thing is, really, isn't the whole point of having a Transformer having fun transforming it?
Oh, no, wait a minute now.
But it takes 35 minutes to transform this thing.
We need to change the topic of this to the ones that piss you off or are hard to transform. We'd have a totally different list, okay? Totally different. Because I can think of some masterpiece. I can think of some masterpieces, especially alternators, that would make top of that list.
Hey, Jason.
As far as a pain in the butt to transform.
In my opinion, I mean, when it comes to movie toys, they all suck. This one here to me is the top of the peak because it takes a damn long to transform it.
You know, and
that's
and
awful to me. That's a piece of junk.
G1 just looked at you and went,
oh, I know. Really? Oh, I know.
You
I know.
You
and
just,
I know.
Just furnished a whole generation.
if this leader class, you know, Prime is too difficult for you, you can always try the Voyager class version of this mold.
You should play
the
deluxe one.
What are those called? The little baby one-ups or what they were called? Yeah, you could do those. My first Transformer.
The deluxe would be fine for you, Jason.
Well, to me, it's just like I said.
No, wait a minute. Now, this coming from someone that likes flip changers and all that, it doesn't surprise me. It's difficult for you.
I love flip changers because it's fun to play with. This isn't fun to play with. I mean, Brett, this thing is like you transform it once and you set it on the shelf, you pose it a few times, then, oh, maybe I might transform it back into truck mode. It's not ever played with.
Believe it or not, I don't have a jump starter in handy, believe it or not. I don't have one.
Dude, I love jump starters. You already know that.
Brett, you know what would be perfect? Do you remember the first Transformers movie in 07? The Lunchables? That had
what?
the little Transformer things. You literally just flip the panel open.
Oh, yeah, flip it open. Yeah.
Yeah, and the entire Transformer is nothing but a sticker on the inside.
I remember those. Those were funny.
Jason, you can have those. Those right. would work just fine for you. Yes,
plus, you get crackers.
You got Lunchables. What a Lunchables.
And you get Lunchables. Absolutely. You know what? Drink some little milk, take a little nap.
Hey, you don't have Lunchables?
Okay, well, I guarantee you some of you guys have some movie figure on there, but that, to me, was garbage.
All right, I can tell you right now, I have no movie toys on my list, but we're about halfway through the list with everyone, and I wanted to stop and actually give me a chance to butcher some names here. I've said his name before, and I want to make sure I'm not saying it wrong. Michael, is it Rezor? He agrees with you. He thinks that Armada Sideswipe is the worst toy ever made. Of course, then he also thinks that Action Masters, which, you know, he should be throttled for that. So we'll move on. Let's see. Eric Dupuy? He says... Dupuy? Yeah. Revenge of the Fallen Demolisher? Not bad. And he said MP9. He didn't like MP9.
Revenge of the Fallen Demolisher. That was the thing with like the two big wheels, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was where it had the wheel over the back.
I'll move that one.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Aside from the fact that you had to use both of his arms to hold him up, I kind of liked the transformation. I thought it was neat.
That was
as far as the execution, and it was poor. But I thought it was a neat design.
It was really cool looking design. I love that.
It was, but
outside the box,
poorly executed. He's right.
Absolutely outside the box.
Stuart says MP09. Yeah, there's no love. Fall of Cybertron Prime. No, Says it's too easy. Jason, you might like that one.
Because he's tiny. Because
I used to have it. Actually, the one I didn't really like was the War for Cybertron Prime, because that one was pretty finicky on this transformation. A lot of people didn't like that
Let's
one.
See, here you go. Eric Bean says movie Scorponok. He didn't like Scorponok. Mike Boyle says Titanium Soundwave. What was that? Baby diapers. Baby. What was it called? Baby diaper Soundwave.
Diaper baby
Soundwave.
Diaper wave.
Yep. I gotta give you two thumbs up.
Oh, that's
on that.
Right. I know. I know.
When your figure is so bad that they have a nickname for it that everyone knows, it's bad. So there you go. Let's see. Jackson Snell says Revenge of the Fallen Scrapple. That was another one. That was a little insect looking thing, wasn't it?
Oh,
the Scrapple.
Scalpel.
I thought you were saying scrapper with a speech. I thought it was scrapper. No, I knew what he meant. It was the little, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was another one that was different, and he's right. The ball joints, a little difficult, but it was fiddly, but it was kind of neat. Not kind of neat. Robert Waller, once again, poor Armada Sideswipe. Maybe he likes it. Yeah, maybe he likes it. Our own Michael Swift, and we're only halfway through, so someone else might pick this one. He didn't like R.I.D. Bruticus. Said it was the ugliest Transformer ever conceived.
Oh, the dog thing. I was thinking Ruination. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it was the one that had the little chain.
Yeah,
that's another one that I didn't think was that bad. Definitely not in my top 10.
It's weird. The Scourge repaint of him was actually a better looking toy than the original toy.
That's true. Okay, Sergio Garcia, Revenge of the Fallen, Blaze Master.
You just knocked one of mine out.
Wait, Blaze Master? That's the red car, isn't it?
No, it's the gold helicopter.
Is that the red car?
No,
yeah, it's like a news chopper.
I gotta put this down because it's a G1. Nick Coombs says Whirl, both G1 and Generations.
Ooh.
Evidently, and I'm sorry, I actually love G1 Whirl, and the Generations I thought was a nice upgraded version. But you know, you didn't like it. And
you're entitled to what you think is right. You're just wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's not wrong. See, now Brandon, and his last name, is it Knight? I'm horrible with this. He said, I bet you $1,000 for this topic of crapformers, Don is going to say Supreme Cheetor. And you're wrong because someone else beat him to it.
Well, actually, we all...
I win.
We all had that one.
Yeah, we all
that was
that
an easy one.
So how do we split that then?
Well, he did say right here, he goes, well, yeah, right.
Well no, we all lost because we all bought the toy, so we all lost.
I've never had
it. I didn't buy the toy. Oh. My friend had the toy.
That's not true. Here's the sad part. This is a true story. I got one in a collection, and I gave it away. I gave it to a kid. I'm like, here you go. And I don't even – he kind of looked at me like –
Why do you hate children? Why do you hate children?
He did. He went
– Yeah, why do you hate children like that?
Yeah, because I didn't want it. So – All right.
Could the first indication be he had a barf bag in the other hand when he handed it to him?
I did find one smashed into like 100 pieces later that day, but I mean, I'm sure it wasn't the same one.
Yeah, I can imagine him using tongs and passing it over the Supreme Cheetor.
He's like, hey.
All right, we'll get to some more of those. Okay. Jason, that was your three, right?
Yeah, that was my three.
All right.
Of course, I ended in a bomb shot.
Jim, you're up.
Okay. Well, during the early part of the show, I was actually finishing up my top 10 list. So since we're just doing three, how about I screen share my list and you guys pick for me from that list what you think piques your interest in the new Ask Me Why I Picked That One. Sound good?
Okay.
Sure.
Something different.
Right. Stop trying to be different. Conform.
Think of it this way.
Wrong screen.
Yeah, there we go. I'm sorry.
All right, here we go.
Animorphs. That's all I saw.
I got dibs on number 10. Yes, Animorphs. Just about anything.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I like the bear one, Jake the Bear. I kind of like that one.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna nix number 8. I'm sorry. Happy Meals toys do not count.
Okay. Number 9, I will fight you in a ring on that
Soundwave.
I will fight you on number 9.
I will too. Soundwave. The bat. I love that one. So
I just realized I forgot to finish number 7. Holy crap. Sorry.
You just basically said
no, that's no, right.
You're
right.
You know what?
I'll be top of my own list.
Don't beat machines, though. That's accurate.
Ah!
No! No!
Damn, I hate you. You just took my number 1.
What did we say it was? Not Legal Eagle. What was it? Sam the Eagle.
Yes.
Yeah.
You took my number 1. Oh.
So Sideswipe, Sunstreaker, and Red Alert. This is number 4, right? What's wrong with that?
In the Universe Generations line?
Yes, absolutely.
Something
that I cannot stand on Transformers or really most figures in general is the fragile, translucent plastic. And those molds, Sideswipe, Sunstreaker, and Red Alert, have translucent plastic used for the slide mechanisms inside the torso that lowers the head.
So your big ass monkey hands break toys, and you're gonna blame that on Hasbro about that?
These are pieces inside the torso. Are needlessly translucent. It's like Revenge
of the Sith. I've never broken one. I've had thousands of them.
I've never broken one. I've had hundreds of those. I haven't broken one.
They're translucent. They will break.
All I'm going to say is, I don't think so.
No, like, mine are just sitting up there, and they're fine.
See those statues?
And I've got all
there,
three of what
fine.
You just did. That's why. Yeah. Like, that's why I was staring at you going, I don't understand your problem with them.
The needless use of translucent plastic for no reason.
And I will definitely agree with you on number 2. Revenge of the Fallen Mixmaster.
Yeah.
That was a total waste of plastic.
Way too many parts and panels. Too big.
Just 100% poor. All right.
No, you know number 7, you should have just stopped at Beast Machines.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. I like Beast Machines, but to this day, that's the only Transformer series where I've ever rooted for the villains.
You know, I do have to agree with him here with Armada Thrust. That thing was a piece of shit because of the gimmick.
Just in general. He has thrusters for hands.
The jet mode was great, but the freaking robot mode was screwed over bad.
That's an understatement. They gave him 2 canopies.
All right, Jim. You
like canopies, so we gave you a canopy on your canopy, so you can jet while you jet.
Just because you put number 5 on that list, get rid of the list. All right, get rid of it. We're done. We're done with the list. It's a bad list. I don't like it. That Nexus, even though the name was horrible. I actually love that. I thought that was a great, great toy. And I know you don't like your little clear plastic Mumbo Jumbo, but it looked cool.
Well,
yeah, it doesn't like clear plastic. This has clearly got clear plastic on it.
You wouldn't like it then.
But here's the thing, okay? That set, that Nexus Maximus, Nexus Prime, whatever you call it, that is actually where my hatred and loathing for translucent plastic started.
Why?
When Fun Publications first took over the license, they started the whole, you know, one figure a year and collect all 5 to build the combined.
Which you got to look at that.
That was
in and of itself is a wonderful.
That was a cool
idea. It was a ploy. It was a good idea. Right. It also, if you want to know, at the time, sorry, but it also at the time was the most expensive combiner to date.
For now.
At that time it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Because it was $40 for each, times 5, it's a $200 combiner.
Right, right.
And,
but go ahead.
And to our listeners, if you are Googling Nexus Maximus to find out who we're talking about, Safe Search needs to be owned.
They changed the name to Nexus Prime once they found out their mistake.
Right, but I'm just trying to keep our listeners ahead of the game.
But the reason, you know, to our listeners and viewers who may not have had the set or don't know, you know, who the figures are, each and every year that I received one of the figures for this set, they showed up either chipped, cracked, or otherwise broken, or full of like the spiderweb looking cracks all through the plastic. And each of these figures is heavily made of translucent plastic, whether it be blue or red or what have you. And even the second year, Landquake, the tank, because he was shipped inside of a plastic bubble, like a plastic insert clamshell thing inside the box, and was still like that. Every year, really? Busted Toys, $200 for crap.
I know this is... I have the worst luck in the world. I really do. I mean, you know, someone spits out some gum in a parking lot, I'm the guy that walks right to it. That's me. I've never had a chipped, cracked, spider web, one of any of these. And I've got a lot of these.
You must have like gum.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never had one cracked.
Yeah, I will say this. Out of anything from that set, I absolutely love that head sculpt. Okay, that is a phenomenal design. And honestly, the first time I saw it, I was looking at it incorrectly because I must have been the way the image was or my monitor I was using at the time or what. The black portion of the face I thought was a visor, and the chin portion I thought was a faceplate, and then he had yellow eyebrows. I now know that's not the case, and the yellow are his eyes,
right,
but I can never unsee that. I look at it, and I see like some kind of like cobra viper, you know, with the visor and the breathing apparatus.
I will say one thing. To really, really appreciate this figure, it would be best to get a lighted display that lights from underneath.
Oh, absolutely.
And it just – this figure pops. It looks gorgeous.
Absolutely. So,
but, all right. So, we got your three out of the way. All right, Don.
All right. I'm going to go in.
Whoever's screen sharing, stop it.
Okay. I am going to reverse my – I'm going to start with number three and then go from there.
There's another person that wants to go outside the box and do things different. But, okay, we'll go with number three.
Okay. Number three, I'm putting it in the chat now. I believe this is probably on everybody's list. But I think it needs to be said.
Yes. It was. I decided to give you guys things to talk about. That's why I didn't use it.
I'll get it.
What is it?
Ladies, as much as I hate Beast Machines in general, and since my Silver Bolt was taken, Night Scream is my number three worst toy of all time. Because it just sucks. And I still bought it, like Supreme Cheetor, and I hate myself for buying it. A few months ago, I found
Supreme. Why did you buy it?
Back then, I was buying everything Transformers. Because I was just, like, so hepped up on it.
Hey, hang on a minute. Let me make it life-size.
It burns us.
Transformers the Dingleberry.
Like, it was a bad character. It was a terrible character.
I want him to die.
A terrible character.
Well, see, in Beast Machines, since Cheetor was maturing, they had to add the young hotshot character. And so that's what the role Nightstream had.
The only thing I thought that was funny about this was this.
Yeah, I love the hair.
The little hair flop over.
I forgot all about that.
And it's me, everyone looks at it, and you know what I think of? They just flip it the other way to be a comb over.
You know, I think if this had been a smaller toy, it would have been better because they would have been a bit more constrained with everything. But with them making it an ultra class, it just kind of you know.
It was unnecessary, that's for sure.
I don't know, a lump of brown plastic hanging off like that, I think the worst.
Now, here's the funny part, since this little side note, since we're on Beast Machines. They at the time, they had two knockoffs that were made. And funny enough, one of them was of Primal, which made him bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had one of Night Scream, which made him smaller. And those actually sold for more money than the actual original, official versions, because they were in scale.
Yeah.
And we're talking, these things were crap. I mean, like the Primal, it had like 4 points of articulation. Yeah. That's it. And it sold because when you put it next to the others, it was to scale. I think they missed the boat on this one. I mean, they really could have made a decent Night Scream, just too big.
Yeah. And my number two is already in the
All right, let me hit that one.
And again, everyone knows I do like Beast Wars, but this one here just is like Hasbro. What or Kenner? What were you thinking?
It's funny as it is. I know a couple people who love this thing.
It's a great toy.
It's like all of your worst nightmares cast in plastic and then sold to you when you were...
The only thing that I wish they would have done is they did this in Japan as one of the Blentrons.
Yeah.
If they would have made it black, like a black and purple or something other than the yellow, I actually think it would look cool. Yeah.
But for our audio listeners, I just put up a picture of Beast Wars Fusor Injector, lionfish piranha. That is one of the worst toys I have ever owned.
The only thing I thought that was funny
is issues standing up too.
Well, if you in this mode, if you hit the little eject button on his back, his head like springs forward, and you're like, why?
Yeah,
I mean, just why?
So he's part piranha, part lion, right?
Maybe that's his mating call.
he's lionfish. He's a lionfish.
He's standing there. You hit the button, and it goes. Yeah. So.
But isn't that what most animals do for a mating call?
But that would basically make him pariah.
You know. Jason, remind me never to go on a double date with you, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, my number one, I think, would be on a lot of people's list if they remembered it existed or they would let themselves remember that it existed. I have never bought this. I could have bought this on clearance for less than $5 and chose not to.
Yeah.
No.
Probably one of my most hated toys of all time.
Let me find it here.
I'm sorry, I have that and I love it.
That was actually on my list.
Really?
It was on my list. I got to take it off the list now.
Laserbeak.
I will fight you, Dawn. I like this toy. I will fight you.
I mean, it is so G2 colors. But I still hate this toy. I had a chance to buy it for like $4.50 on clearance somewhere, and I still couldn't make myself buy it. It's like
I'm just biased because it's a camera.
It's a gun.
Same.
It's not a camera. It's a camera gun.
And I like it.
And I'll be honest.
I've always liked this toy.
He was my backup choice for number one since Silver Bolt Beast Machine and Silver Bolt got taken. But if I could have gone with a fourth one, it probably would have been Retrax. I'm sorry.
Oh, Beast Wars?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Retrax is great. He was my makeshift Unicron before they released the Unicron toy. Yeah,
I think he was everybody's Unicron before they released. But, you know, that my honorable mention is Retrax. But, yeah.
Now, Retrax is the pill bug, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I would still put Beast Machine Silverbolt above Armada Laserbeak as my most hated. But that's my three.
All right, nice. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go backwards, but I'm only going to do that for one reason. So I'm going to start with number three. And let me find him here. Let me get a nice picture of him.
Do, 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 do,
come on,
do,
there you go.
And while Brett is doing that. Do, do,
do, do. Right? Number three.
I have him in my I have him right here in my for sale pile.
Armada Scavenger.
I literally brick. In my for sale pile right off screen.
I don't know what's funnier, the fact that he's a brick or
and
close
do you know
there,
I read when he came out there were actually in this area places like John Deere stores and Tack and had to be sold because it was a tractor and they sold all the John Deere toys and stuff like that. Some places around here like Tack and Feed stores for farms actually was carrying this in stock.
This thing is just horrible. And no matter how you touched it, it made that engine noise.
Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, God, I hated that thing.
It happens, though, Don. I mean, my G2 Grimlock I bought from a Burl King in Paris, Illinois.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a lot more Armada toys I hate worse than that, like Armada Cyclonus. I hate that a lot worse than Scavenger. But, yeah, he's definitely not a fun toy.
Helicopter with arms.
All right.
And nothing pegged in.
Exactly. Here's my number two. And I'm hoping someone likes this toy. I really do, because it ain't me.
Let's see. What is it?
Oh my God, no!
John,
oh God,
Ironhide.
yes, Terry. I left him off the list. I figured someone else had him.
So yes, I did.
Oh God!
All color variations, whatever. This is a horrible, horrible toy.
Okay,
I'm gonna say syndrome
to the max.
As a design, it's utterly terrible. I agree with you. Like the toy's design is terrible, but. When you're just playing with it and you need something to transform really quick, so I can understand it's like appeal to little children because he's quick to transform.
Yeah, because he's small.
Why would not transform a small child with this thing? Ugh.
Honestly, terrible.
This thing probably would have been an okay toy if it wasn't for the big gimmick thing on top. I mean, they could have made like a flip-up head and then somehow have that whole system like crash down over his neck or something. That would have made it cool, but the visible head symbol is what the hell did it for me.
Yeah.
Or a separate accessory even.
Exactly. It would have been much better.
You can take it off, can't you? You can take off the entire top section.
Yes, you can. But then he'll be headless. But
yeah.
He's a headmaster.
Might be an improvement.
Now,
I'll say this much. It makes a great pair of pants. for the Energon combiner, you know.
Yeah. What's weird is I actually grew to like the Jetfire that he was usually partnering with. I didn't at first, but it grew on me. But yeah. Ironhide, I sold it for $10 with like $6 shipping. Wound up having to pay $10 shipping because of the extra weight, and I still didn't mind because I got rid of it.
And while we're waiting, Dancing Kitty!
Now, see, Massey?
Here's my number one, and I'm getting it set up for you.
Are you serious?
Oh, Dead Boss.
Oh,
it's good.
No, there's a lot worse toys than Roadblock.
No.
I thought it was Dead Boss.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah. No. There's worse toys than that.
No, I disagree with you.
Absolutely. You know why? You know why? It's G2!
They're Transformers.
Here we go.
Why don't we just move him forward? Oh, he transforms. Moving back. Oh, he transforms. Oh, yeah. Yay. Wow. Yeah. That was fun. Let's do that again.
The Transformer that transforms for you, so you don't have to transform it.
I mean,
technically
you do have to move. But
so
he does have a decent
Wait a minute. My phone is a Transformer. Here. Okay, I'll pick it up. It's a phone. Oh, I put it down. It's a paperweight. Wow!
But I will say that, I mean, I would not make them as high on your list. I would not make them number one.
I only did it because Jason's here.
I know.
I know, right?
But those missiles, them things have range. You can put someone's eye out from across. That's when you can have really good strength in these things. This ain't no pressure launch system. This is coiled metal pushing these things.
To me, like, because I have the four from Beast Wars Neo as well. The two recolors of those, plus the two molds we didn't get in the States. The armored vehicle. Honestly, I think the armored vehicle is the coolest one out of all of those because it can fire discs as you push it forward. I mean, it's really neat, and you're able to actually store the weapon in the back of it. I mean, they actually put some engineering into those things. How many auto transforming things did we got?
That's because they actually thought
had that little thing to play with.
They thought, these kids might actually want to play with these things and not have them do themselves. So, that's why there's not many of this. Right. But just remember, this is just my opinion. My opinion counts. So.
He's just mad about the leader class I dogged.
I never had one that was missing parts. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, tons of missing parts.
All right. I'm looking and, seeing if anyone else has any other, ones that they didn't like or whatever. And, a lot of people are saying about the same things. So I think we hit a lot of the good ones. And, of course, there's always more. I mean, it's like I said before. If you want to give a list of the Transformers that you do like, you're going to have a shorter list than the ones that you don't like because, we're all particular. And just because it's one I like and you don't like or vice versa. This isn't and that's not what this show tonight was. And it wasn't a harp on Hasbro or Takara. That's not what it was. It was just giving an opinions on, a little fun thing on some of the things that we felt maybe they didn't do so well. Yeah. That's all.
I think the stuff on tonight's list is basically you could sum it up as stuff we wish we really hadn't bought.
or even some of the stuff that we did like or we didn't like about it that would have been different.
Yeah.
It could have improved on.
So. But now the cool thing
stuff
is...
like, I wish I could sell that.
Yeah.
Although there is some things I wish that
everybody
see.
Knows it's not going to sell.
Yeah.
Yes.
But see, if all these toys and mores can be yours at Mega Toy Fan...
And you guess what? A lot of these are in the cheap bin.
Really?
Yes.
No, you're kidding.
Yes.
Are you doing like buy one, get one free kind of thing? Because, obviously you probably have like a box of jump starters somewhere and you're just throwing one in for every freaking order you send out.
I got rid of a lot of jump starters by a similar, very close to that. Very close to that. And I got rid of a lot of them. I still have a lot, though.
So. Was it buy one toy get a set of jump starters?
Some people got multiple ones.
You get your own jump starter army when you purchase this toy.
It's your jump starter kit.
well, it's better than being in BotCon and watching out for flying jump starters and Insecticons from people randomly throwing off their tables to whoever catches it.
That you can't prove that ever happened.
Wait, what?
You can't prove that.
At several BotCons, several dealers on Sunday, just to get rid of stuff they couldn't sell, you would occasionally see sellers launching, throwing jump starters, like free jump starters, and they would throw the jump starters out into the crowd or your Insecticons, which in the case of shrapnel would probably hurt.
We used to, one of the things I did was as people walked by, of course, if you bought something, you might find an extra toy in your bag. But when people would walk by, is to see if we could actually make it into their bag. And yeah, we did.
Nice.
So if you're listening, now you know where that jump starter came from.
and it's weird because I still have the jump starter from last week's toys that everybody forgets about. I still have my top spin here from that show the other week. Because I still like my jump starters.
I do too.
So I'd just like to say I'm really surprised that nobody said Revenge of the Fallen Devastator.
Well, I thought you were going to bring him up. That's why I didn't.
Oh no! I just went straight for the Supreme Cheeto.
I can't go with Devastator because from a marketing point of view, he still sells. He's a good seller. People still want them.
I considered putting that in my list.
Yeah.
However, the Legends version that combines and actually has all the modes won me over. I love that set. And then the green repaint of that, too.
I agree with you. If they was to take that one and make it bigger, I think it would be perfect.
I don't know why the knockoffs haven't done that.
They did all the others.
It's stability, isn't it? Like, it actually wouldn't stand up. It wouldn't hold together because if you look at the Legends, because they're so small and so light, they're able to deal with a lot of the combination weight issues.
Being able to stand up, when has that ever stopped them before?
He's on all the time anyway.
So,
that's why I guess they can, like,
we've looked at Supreme Cheeto.
You just sat there and said Supreme Cheeto, kid. They made that. So, I mean...
This is a question I got. Has anybody seen a knockoff of the Superior of that particular toy? Is there a knockoff of that that even is?
I thought that was the knockoff. That was actually Hasbro.
However, I did want to say this. I just saw, and maybe this is old news. I just happened to see it, but there is a Revenge of the Fallen Jetfire knockoff that's oversized. It's supposed to be.
Yes, I've seen that.
I've only seen one picture of it.
And here's something I'm thinking. Whenever there's a new Hasbro team, I know sometimes the teams are there for a while. Sometimes they change based on, you know, internal structuring. But have you ever thought maybe if they go back to, like, the Hasbro Transformers Bible, because I'm sure everything they've made is in a book somewhere, and they're looking through this book and they're thinking, what the hell were they thinking? And it's just, I mean, you can imagine this group, and they're looking for ideas or variants or whatever. It's like, and they ask Aaron Archer something, what were you smoking? And where can we get some of this? You know, it's just
hey boss,
that's some good stuff. Hand that over here.
What's this Kiss player stuff about? you don't talk about. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, we didn't even go into that for other reasons.
Yeah.
So. Right. But you know now, what?
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Kiss players, the molds are great. I love the toys from it. The surrounding.
The Transformer toys, not the companion.
The packaging and the little. Yeah.
Yeah. The mythos around it is a little shaky, but the toys are nice. Because Rodimus is pretty. I'm sorry.
Wonderful. The toys are nice, but right before you get it, when you get it right out of the nice mailer box and you look at it and you feel dirty, that's wrong.
Well, the toy that makes me feel that way the most is that little KT tie. That's just, and if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, with Mighty Prime.
Yeah, that's just, because everything else in the series is like, normal stuff, and this is like that goes back into
here's the thing that I've always kind of wondered about that. She's supposed to be just a computer generated hologram from a computer, right? Is the bath a hologram too, or is the hologram projecting into actual bath water?
It's done. Anyone that wants to look that stuff up, any listener want to look that up, look at it on your own time.
Yeah.
All right. With that.
So are we going to be rolling into, like, next week's episode, and that's going to be what, Kiss Play, right?
I don't know, but the good news is I think I'm off next week, so you guys have fun with that.
It was just a Dawn episode. The rest of us are out.
No, we're all out.
Hey, no. But I believe Kiss Player's anniversary is coming up, if it's not this year, it's next year. So, I mean, we need to. No, I read that somewhere. But,
For those listeners, stay tuned next to FYLP when Don will give his rendition of Kiss and who was his views of it also. It'll be a one only Don episode.
Don just like Don. You know what?
Oh my God, Don's left. What happened?
He just said he peaced out.
Internet be damned. That's it. I'm going to say one more thing about this as far as what our worst was, and I got one that'll beat all of them, all right? When the battle is through, only the strong will survive.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.